Atmosphere. It's created. It's created. The atmosphere is purified. It was polluted. You see, it always start off polluted. But praise and worship purified. And now we're ready for revelation knowledge.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And it's going to be a great morning.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're going to, again, just for a few moments, praise him. I'm going to pray. I heard him singing, "You Made a Way." Don't let that slip. See, the way is already made. Then, in this conference, the preparation was that you move mountains. Financial mountains.
Yes, sir.
Or move out of your life this morning.
Yes, sir.
You listen on the air. He moved financial mountains. Mountains that had been, that have had you hemmed in for years. A move by revelation knowledge and the anointing that's going to hit this place.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
He causes walls to fall.
Yes, sir.
Every financial wall.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That has been holding you in contentment.
Yes, sir.
And that you've been contained at another level.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Those walls fall this morning. Hallelujah. And then I experience in praise and worship, we love to call your name.
Yes,
yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes.
When we call your name, all things change.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I think we should call his name 5 or 6 times. Jesus.
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 Say it like you mean it. There's power in the name of Jesus. Lift your hand for a moment. Gracious Father, we thank you. We assemble here in this Money Comes conference to yield to your spirit, to yield to the teaching of the Holy Ghost, to yield to anointing and authority and dominion that you want us to have on your behalf to represent your name and your kingdom. Thank you, these men and women who are here with me, present, those online around the world. Thank you that there's no distance in the spirit, but that you will invade our hearts and our soul and our mind this day with truth that will prevail in our next step. Not next week, in our next step. The next step we make, these truths are going to begin to prevail. The anointing, the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding that we need is here. Oh my goodness. Is here in this place. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now speak. May we hear your voice. Scriptures be open. Our ears be open. Our eyes be open. Our understanding be open. And that we can receive and apply and get results. We pray for all those who tune in around the world. Men and women, I have partners, my membership, they're tuning in, partners all over the world. Sons and daughters in the gospel all over the world. LTMA, thank you that their torch should be lit financially this morning, that they may see the glory that you want them to have. In Jesus' name,
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on, get a Lord a hand. You may be seated. You may be seated. Turn your Bibles to the first gospel, Matthew's chapter 13, and hold it there a moment. Matthew chapter 13. I want to prelude before we read the scripture, something so you'll be ready for it. I need you to be ready for what the Lord is about to do in your life and do in the body of Christ this morning. You know you're going to do something, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. 13th chapter of Matthew. And I want you to write this in your notes and grab this, because as I go further, you're going to need to have this to understand what God is planning on doing in your life today. Here in this text, Jesus, the master teacher. What I say he is?
Master teacher.
Yeah, nobody can teach like him. Teaching a lesson on sowing wisdom. He's also teaching how much sowing worth in kingdom productivity. There's some other things I'll tell you later. I'm going to read the scriptures now. Let's see if I told you enough to, so you'd be hooked in. Here Jesus, the master teacher, teaches a lesson on sowing wisdom. Now, that's what we're going to be dealing with. We're going to be dealing with the wisdom of sowing cometh to the body of Christ. The wisdom of sowing. Now, I want you to write this down. Sowing is a kingdom mystery that you must have a clear revelation of.
Yes, sir.
You heard that?
Yes, sir.
Sowing is a kingdom mystery that you must have a revelation of. I wrote it down. I want to tell you something else about sowing, about wisdom, that is important. Wisdom is insight. So therefore, this morning, the Holy Spirit is going to give you special insight on the wisdom of sowing, not the knowledge. You got to have knowledge. We're going to give you the wisdom. See, the wisdom is the insight. I think wisdom see the beginning and the end.
Yes, sir.
So wisdom don't just see the seed.
Yes, sir.
See, so that's where your excitement is going to come in, because you're going to begin to see the harvest.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You're going to begin to see it before you hold it.
Yes, sir.
So wisdom is an insight. It's intelligent application of knowledge. Intelligent application of sowing knowledge.
Yes, sir.
Wisdom. Here, we're talking about, as we go in Matthew 13, Jesus thoroughly gives us wisdom on sowing the word. But you're going to find out sowing the word, sowing a seed is like sowing the word. Same thing. The kingdom worked by sowing.
Yes, sir.
But you got it?
Yes, sir.
All right. This wisdom is the ability to make spiritual choices. And to reach spiritual conclusions or decisions about sowing.
Yes, sir.
How important is this?
Yes, sir.
The ability to make spiritual sowing choices. Mm-hmm. And to reach spiritual conclusion and a spiritual decision. This is the mystery. This is the revelation that Satan can't stop.
Yes, sir.
You must grace your thoughts now with John 10:10. Grace your thoughts with it. This wisdom going to stop the thief from killing and destroying you financially.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You can understand that God's way to his abundance is in sowing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's a mystery.
Yes, sir.
That a little seed can cause a great tree to grow.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Satan did not know who Jesus was.
Yeah.
That's why he crucified him.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
See, Jesus looked insignificant the same way the seed looked.
Yeah. Come on, sir.
Are you here?
Yes, sir.
All right. All right. I got a lot of stuff to share with you today. And I'm going to read. I'm going to read. I got to read here because this is so thorough. The master teaching sowing so thoroughly. He's telling you what to do, what not to do, how to make it come out right, how to change it if it's not coming out right.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Boy, you about to go somewhere now.
Yes, sir.
Something, I'm telling y'all for a reason, something about to happen to you.
Yes,
just
sir.
Pay attention and just don't make this teaching regular because it's the master teaching.
Yes, sir.
And it's the most thorough teaching on sowing that exists in the Bible, this 13th chapter. Because he tell you how to sow, where to sow, what not to sow. All right. Just begin at the first verse. I have to read, and I'll get to some principles.
Yes, sir.
I'll give you an open statement here. The same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat down. Now, he just had did what Abraham did in the 46th and the 50th verse of the 12th chapter. He had to let his family know, y'all not going to run me.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
If y'all, I ain't coming out there. If y'all not going my way, I'm not going your way. That's a lesson. Then he started teaching about this.
Yes, sir.
But he told his family, you know, he tried to call him out. Come on, we want to talk to you. He said, no, I ain't got time. Come in, yeah. This is what I'm doing. All right.
Yes,
you see it. Just read it. The same day, because I had to get that because I had to get the context. The same day, I know what the same day is now. Went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside. Found almost made you disgusted. But yet, verse 2, and great multitude was gathered together unto him. Come on, family, get in. So that he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. Now, and he spake many things unto them in parables. Now, parables are short earthly stories with heavenly truth, but they have hidden mysteries in them. And unless you have revelation, you're not going to understand what they're talking about.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Here's the parables saying, behold, a what?
Soul.
Went forth to do what?
Soul.
What souls do?
Soul.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
He's not just talking about a soul. He's talking about sowing.
Yes, sir.
Now, I know the air wave or the atmosphere been polluted by, oh Lord, prosperity hustlers.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Teach you a pretty good lesson, but they badger you so much as if you're going to hell if you don't give a seed. Not giving a seed ain't going to send you to hell. You're just going to give your hell down. Yeah, you're going to be broke. You're going to be broke. That's, I mean, so, you know, so it's hell anyway, don't you? But the atmosphere is so polluted, I want the Holy Ghost to purify our thinking about sowing.
Yes, sir.
It need to be purified. Satan wants to pollute it because he knows that there are going to be a parade of masters, financial masters.
Yes, sir.
When we understand the mystery of sowing,
yes, sir.
He know they're going to be a show-off in the kingdom.
Yes, yes, sir.
He knows that.
Yes, sir.
And so that's why he tried to pollute our understanding about sowing through the pulpit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Broke preachers who are not sowing right. I didn't want to go into that. You know, I want to be nice. But I got to touch it because that's what have happened. And they talk about teaching on finances and trying to get God people to get their understanding and get out of in their finances. But they hold telethon, what you call it? Yeah, people calling in there. So why talk about other people trying to teach this? All right, let me go.
Yes, sir.
Now, Jesus, in the fourth verse, began to give us some things that may try to hinder your seed, but with wisdom, you overplay, you outwit these type of things about to come up.
Yes, sir.
See, we're talking about the wisdom of sowing coming to the body of Christ. The wisdom, not just the knowledge, not just about the seed and the harvest, but clarity.
Yes, sir.
On, remember the definition we give you on wisdom, right? Huh? Insight.
Yes, sir.
Insight. Everybody say insight.
Insight.
Divine intelligence. Divine intelligent about sowing. All right?
Yes, sir.
Applying your seed with knowledge. Mm-hmm. Holy Ghost, go help me today, boy.
Yes, sir.
Applying your seed with knowledge of a divine outcome that can't be stopped.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. See? Making the right choices. Coming to a spiritual conclusion and a spiritual decision that I can't make it in this world financially properly without sowing.
Yes, sir.
Continuously. All right, fourth verse now. That Jesus shows. And when he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the fires came and devoured them up. Some fell on stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had not no root, they withered away. Verse 7, some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. Now, when you get to verse 8, it's telling you Ecclesiastes 11 and 6. Look at it. I just saw that this morning. It's telling you Ecclesiastes 11 and 6. It may look stormy, and it may look like you're not going to get out.
Yes, sir.
But one of them seeds.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Going to work it out.
Got you. Yes, sir.
See, don't be worried. See, I just understood this in studying this, that many of the seed didn't work. But one going to work.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Others fell in good ground. We emphasize verse 4 through 7 so much, we don't even understand and see verse 8.
Yes, sir.
But others fell in good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. I'm going to tell you now, one of your seeds going to work out.
Yes, sir.
One of the seeds you already have sown.
Yes, sir.
Talk to me up in here.
Yes, sir.
One of the seeds you already sown, it don't take all of them.
Yes, sir.
See, you got a seed in the ground right now that is working on your finances.
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing me? You're listening? I got to keep reading because there's explosive revelation about to come in our midst. And the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parable? You with me?
Yes, sir.
He answered and said unto them, now listen what he says. Listen what he says. He's talking about sowing. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Matter of fact, I read one scholar say is Jesus in this chapter is teaching the mysteries of the kingdom.
Yes, sir.
The mysteries of the kingdom. The mysteries of the kingdom is in a seed.
Yes, sir.
And he also said unto them, verse 11, because it's given to you to know the mystery of the kingdom of heaven, but To them is not given. Now, I'm going to tell you something you're not seeing now in that verse. I'm going to tell you something you're not seeing. Let me read it again. I'm going to tell you something you're not seeing. And he answered and said to them, because it is given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Everybody is not going to understand sowing. Yes, but you're supposed to understand it, because it's a mystery for your victory.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Come on. Hallelujah.
That's why Satan fights sowing so much. That's why, to really minister this, you have to be ministered unto first.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, I stand here with no need because of the seed.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Write that down. See, the seed will cause you to have no need.
Yes, sir.
Because you move from the stage of need and you become a feeder. Somebody who don't know how to sow. And you're trying to bring them up. But all my needs are met.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Because that's what Philippians 4:19 said. But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Boy, if you got that kind of account open, you gone.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So, sowing, the wisdom of sowing is that it is a kingdom mystery that manifests the abundance of God.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if I can repeat it.
Yes, sir.
I don't know, children. But it manifests. It's the seed that manifests the abundance.
Yes, sir.
The abundance does not manifest the seed.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
And it's given you to know. So why so many, what that little boy said, you're broke. Why so many Christians broke if it's got a mystery like this hidden for us and we supposed to know it?
Supposed to know, yes, sir.
My job this morning is to make it clear,
yeah,
make it plain,
yes,
and you'll walk in it fully.
Yes, sir.
Notice verse 12. Here's why some Christians are struggling. They're trying everything else but sowing. They have never heard a message on the wisdom of sowing, the insight of sowing, the mystery of sowing, the abundance of sowing. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Look at verse 12. For whosoever hath what? The understanding of the mystery of the sowing is a kingdom mystery, but it's not a mystery for you.
Yes, sir.
It must become an understanding for you.
Yes, sir.
For whosoever has, to him should be, what? I mean, verse 12. What he said? For whosoever has, to him should be what?
Given.
Huh?
Given.
And what else happened?
He shall have more abundance.
You got to be flat-foot stupid not to understand what the Lord is trying to show to us. He had more abundance. And look what he said. If you don't understand sowing, for whosoever has not, from him shall be taken away, even that. John 10:10.
Yeah.
You're usually living on one side or the other side.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Now, I want you to make this statement. Everything that is not happening right in my finances is temporary. Because I'm about to take Jesus on. And I'm going to walk in this mystery. And I'm going to get manifestation. And demonstration. And I'm out of debt.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You don't need to say this, but I'm going to say it. And I'm not paying no 30 years on no house.
Right.
And I'm not paying no 20 years.
Right. No way. Yes, sir.
House pay it all.
House pay it all.
Shoot.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to sow my heart out of debt.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now listen. You got to listen. Listen. I got to read, but I got some principles I'm going to give you. It might be a little while this morning. Are you getting anything?
Yes, sir.
Therefore speak I unto them in parable, because here it is now. The wisdom of sowing is seen, the revelation of sowing.
Yes, sir.
Because they're seeing, see not. Talking about them. Mm-hmm. And hearing, they hear not. Neither do they understand. Seeing, hearing, and understanding is included in the wisdom of sowing.
Yes, sir.
Seeing,
yes, sir.
Hearing, and understanding is the ability to unwrap kingdom mystery.
Yes, sir.
I tell you right now. Now you hear me now, because I'm pronouncing this on you. Your finances are being unwrapped.
Yes,
right now, everything God has for you as His son or as His daughter, right here while I'm ministering to you by the Spirit of grace and mercy, God is unwrapping you out of this rat race that this world has set.
Yes,
it's being unwrapped right now. Hold on to that. Hold on to that. Hold on to that. Sowing government, the understanding of the government of sowing coming to me now. Sit down, write that down. The government, apostolic government of sowing.
Yes, sir.
The apostolic government of sowing coming to me right now. I am from this day forward an apostolic sower. Because I have apostolic information.
Yes, sir.
No, I didn't say pastoral information. I said apostolic information. The government of my son is about to rise to another level. My harvest is about to rise to another level.
Yes, sir.
My expectation right now, rise to another level.
Yes, sir.
Look at verse 14. And in them is fulfilled the prophet of Isaiah, which said, by hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand. Seeing you shall see and shall not perceive. For this people, I got to read it, children. For this people's heart is waxed gross and their ears are dull of hearing. We're talking about sowing, you know. Huh?
Yes, sir.
This is between what he told, and he's going to explain it. And he's just explaining something now, why people broke.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Why so many people broke in the church? Mm-hmm. They love God, they run, they dance. Mm-hmm. You don't dance a little bit because you're not broke.
Yes,
I'm not broke. Never be broke again. Woo!
Yes, sir.
Sit down, let me finish my lesson. Glory to God. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Somebody lift their hand and say, praise God.
Praise God.
I'm getting this.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
And notice I never mentioned job yet.
Yes, sir.
Notice I never mentioned college.
Yes, sir.
I never mentioned academics.
Yes, sir.
We're talking about the seed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Seed.
You know it got broke lawyers, right?
Yes, sir.
School teachers?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Professors?
Yes, sir.
I heard a high official, I won't call, I don't want to, still paying tuition for his college. And he's holding a high position in the political arena. He's still paying for the tuition. What is this? Sit down. Lord, help me read this. Verse 15, about sowing. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ear dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed. Lest at any time they should see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted. And I should heal them. converted and healed. You see that in verse 15?
Yes,
sir. Huh? Underline converted, underline healed, and use your mind now. Your finances are being converted this morning. Your finances are being healed this morning. You see it? When you're reading the scripture, you got to let the Holy Spirit talk to you. You see it? Are you seeing it? Look what he said in verse 16. But blessed are your eyes for what?
They see.
And your ears for what?
They hear.
They hear. For verily I say unto you that many prophet and righteous men have desired to see those things which you see and not seeing them, and to hear those things which you hear and have not heard them. Now, the 18 through the 23rd verse explaining what he said about the soul. I got to go now and give you some of the wisdom or the insight of sowing coming to the body of Christ. The opening of the scriptures, children, your ears, your eyes, and your understanding about sowing is a must. Turn to 1 Corinthians now, chapter 2, verse 9. The enemy do not want you to operate in sowing wisdom.
Yes, sir.
Sowing is flowing in the spirit realm of the God kind of harvest that the system can't control. How you live, as your life and lifestyle give glory to God. I want to go back over there because I know y'all trying to take notes. Just turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. The enemy do not want you to operate in sowing wisdom. What I said? So he try to keep you blind, deaf, and confused.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
The enemy do not want you to operate in sowing wisdom. Say sowing wisdom.
Sowing wisdom.
Yeah, you need to capitalize on that. Sowing wisdom. Sowing insight. Sowing wisdom. Sowing is flowing in the spirit realm of the God kind of harvest. You got to get that. Sowing is flowing in the spirit realm of the God kind of harvest. That the system, listen, this is what happened to the church, most of the church, can't control how you live.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Sowing is not kin to welfare. Sowing is warfare.
Yes, sir.
I'm about to get what is rightfully mine.
Yes, sir.
Sowing look timid, but it's actually warfare.
Yes, sir. Yep.
It actually give God the right to surpass what the system have set up.
Yes, sir.
Good God Almighty. So listen again. Oh my, I got to get further. Listen. Whoa. The enemy do not want you to operate in sowing wisdom. What I say?
The enemy do not want you to operate in sowing wisdom.
All right, now watch this. Sowing is flowing in the spirit realm of the God kind of harvest. You got to get this. I can't go no further. Huh?
Yes, sir.
That the system can't control how you live. Sowing gives God control over how. Who? Sowing gives God control over how I live.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
I don't know why people get all upset, but God got a mention mentality.
Yes, sir. Yes, he does. Yes, sir.
How can you have anything else? These people trying to build a little house and now talking about them little house, one room house. Ain't nobody want to stay in a one room house. I don't want to see you every time I walk, take a step. Jesus Christ. Somebody got to have some props. I got to go to another room somewhere, the bathroom and everything, the same little room.
Come on, sir.
They come up with this modern idea. It's stupid, man. I don't want them little houses.
Come on, Apostle.
My dog got a bigger house than that.
Yes.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if you believe that the Lord is teaching you that the system no longer can control how you live.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Paul.
Praise God. Yes, sir.
And then when you do that, it says your life and lifestyle gives glory to God.
Yes, sir.
Now here in 1 Corinthians 2, you're there, 1 Corinthians, but it's written, now here, yes, see, that's what Jesus teaching us. Eyes have not seen, see, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. That includes this too. Go to the next verse. Go to the 10th verse. See, sowing, my brothers and sisters, I want you to hear this, sowing seem only physical. See, you put the money, you put it down, it seems, no, but it's spiritual.
Yes, sir.
And I hear the Holy Ghost saying, it's explosive.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Because God explosive hand is on every seed you sow.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
But God had revealed to them, see, sowing has to be revealed to you.
Yes, sir.
But God had revealed it unto them by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yet the deep things of God. Keep reading. Go to the next verse. Powerful. You need it. What man knows the things of a man, save the spirit of man, which is in him. Even so, the things of God knows no man but the Spirit of God.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go to the next verse. I'm trying to get to verse 14. I'm going to skip some of these verses. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might what?
Know.
The thing that are freely given to us of God, but they're not automatic. In the mysteries of the kingdom, God give us a revelation of what to do so he can do it.
Yes, sir.
Give me the next verse, 13. Which things also we speak not in the words which man... I'm about to shout.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You are not going to know about sowing unless you permit the Holy Ghost
yes, sir.
To teach you.
Yes, sir.
I'll go as far as this. Never say this out of my mouth. The Holy Ghost is the true sowing teacher.
Yes, sir.
See, Jesus gave us a lesson, but then he sent us the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost opened it up for us. Open what Jesus say. What Jesus say can't be open unless the Holy Ghost open it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So the wisdom of God is Holy Ghost, teach me how to sow.
Holy Ghost, teach me how to sow.
Put that on your paper.
Yes, sir.
Don't care what your neighbor's saying. Holy Ghost, teach me how to sow. Because watch things also we speak, not in the word with man wisdom teaches, but watch the Holy Ghost teaches. Comparing spirit to the name of spirit. Are you seeing this, Claire?
Yes.
Are you seeing this online? All right. Now look at the next verse. That's the verse I'm going to. You will never understand sowing in this verse. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. Now this next statement is very important because let me tell you, there's foolishness in faith. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's foolishness in faith. Why? Because if you're looking at it intellectual.
Yes, sir.
If you mess around trying to operate in faith rational.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
You try to make faith logical.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be real foolish.
Yes, sir.
Come on, sir.
But if you're in the spirit, see, it's foolish here. I need money and putting money up here.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Apostle.
Logically. Rationally, this don't make sense.
Right.
You see it?
Yes, sir.
I'm teaching you in the morning. I don't care. You got to read whether you receive or not. See, you got to understand what God's doing here.
Yes, sir.
I feel the presence of God.
Yes, sir.
See. But the natural man receives not the thing of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. So the foolishness of sowing must be a revelation.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Let's see. What fool going to have the last laugh? Neither can he know them because they are spiritually, that's the word now.
Yes,
sowing has to be spiritually discerned.
Yes, sir.
What I say?
Sowing has to be spiritually discerned.
Because sowing is foolish if it's not discerned.
Yes, sir. Right.
And that's why some men can't sow, because they don't have the discernment. They think it's foolish. Wow, man. Wow. Wow. God's abundance is hidden in the seed.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to give you three scriptures to go for that. John 10:10. Matthew 13:11-12. Ephesians 3:20. God's abundance is hidden in the seed.
Yes, sir.
It's the seed that stopped the thief.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. More apostle.
Because the thief can't steal from a revelation.
Yes.
The thief can't kill a revelation.
Yes, more apostle.
The thief cannot destroy. I need somebody to holler hallelujah now.
Hallelujah!
You got him.
Yes, sir.
He can't steal a revelation.
Yeah.
Why he can't? He don't know what way you're going.
Yes, sir.
Right.
He don't understand revelation.
Yes, sir.
He understands being a rebel, but he don't understand revelation. He understands reasoning.
Yes, sir.
But he don't understand revelation.
Yes,
sowing is a revelation.
Yes, sir. Sowing is a revelation.
Don't care how many people have messed it up in different ways. Money hustlers and church hustlers. It's still a revelation, children.
Still a revelation.
Jesus already told you you can't sow everywhere.
Right.
If you didn't hear that, I can't help you. In the 13th chapter, he was telling you don't sow your seed everywhere.
Right. Yes, sir.
Let the Holy Ghost teach you where to sow.
Yes, sir.
How to sow.
Yes, sir.
When to sow. Then he told us that this parable in teaching about abundance. He said those who got the revelation of sowing will have abundance, and then they'll have greater abundance. 13, 11, and 12 voice. You need to meditate those voices.
Yes, sir.
Because God's abundance is hidden in the seed.
Yes, sir.
Turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Put down verses 1 through 6. I'm not going to go through them, but I'm going to give you a statement that is bold and clear. It doesn't matter how things look. Find the soil and sow the seed.
Yes, sir.
The seed and the right soil will never fail.
Yes, sir.
It doesn't matter, ho, how things look.
Yes, sir.
I know that. I've been through that.
Yes, sir.
I'm walking on two lots, don't have a quarter. Told a man I want both of them. Because I was a sower.
Yes, sir.
I ain't had no money, but I was a sower.
Yes, sir. More possible. Yes, sir.
It doesn't matter how things look. Find the soil and sow the seed. You heard that?
Yes, sir.
The seed and the right soil will never fail.
Never fail.
Now, children, y'all need to read those six verses, because in those verses, there are going to be adversities to try to stop you when you start sowing, because the enemy know when you start sowing faithfully, he know his hold on your finances is slipping.
Yeah.
So he's going to try to put up all kind of barricades, all kind of mountain and block for you sowing, you understand?
Yes,
the tie was a brand new tie that blew it out.
Yes.
So you was going to sow $30, but now you got to get a tie. So you're going to take that seed and go get a tire. And all you got is the tire.
Yep.
Catch your ride and sow your seed.
Yes, sir.
The tire show up.
Yes, sir.
So this is one of Jesus' master teaching, is the sower sowing the seed. My. I must hurry, children. The seed is designed to step you into the world of increase. Woo, Lord Leroy. The seed is designed to step you into the world of increase. Look at Luke 17, 5, 6. The apostle said, Lord, increase our faith. He said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say to them bills, leave now. Look at it quickly. Look at it. Peep at it. We can't go or keep going without scripture. The seed is designed to step you into the world of increase. How many of y'all ready to go in the world of increase?
Yes, sir.
It's there. Listen. Hold your hand up. Hold your hand. Let me talk to you. Put your hand up. Everybody online, put your hand up. The world, let Apostle Leroy tell you, the world of increase is waiting on you.
Amen.
What's your first name?
Pam.
Pam?
Yes, sir.
The world,
yes, sir,
of increase is waiting on Pam. What's your name?
Yes, sir.
Trey?
Trent.
I said it right?
Yes, sir.
Trent, the world of increase is waiting on you.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Your increase, Carlton, is in your seed.
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
And I want you to also sit down. I want you also to turn up Psalm 115, verse 14. Psalm 115, verse 14. And he shall increase you more. And if you trust him, trust him, and so the Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Ah!
Yes, sir.
And you read further up, you say, if you trust him. In that psalm, talk about trusting him. Trust him. He knows what he's teaching you about the seed. That's why we're here this morning.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
You ready?
Yes, sir.
Genesis 8:22. Genesis 8:22. Watch this. Watch what the Holy Ghost say now. The Holy Ghost teaching us about sowing wisdom. And are y'all getting it?
Yes, sir.
Y'all getting blessed? Y'all bored?
Yes, sir.
No, sir.
You learning some stuff. Yeah, you ain't going to be jumping around. You learning some stuff.
Right.
You about to drive a new car.
Yes, sir.
Shoot.
Yes, sir.
With no notes.
Yes, sir.
You better listen to what I'm saying here. Sowing wisdom is knowing that sowing is the kingdom master plan. It's so masterful. That's how Jesus hung on the cross.
Yes,
he was a seed.
Yes, sir.
To be planted in sin and the grave on our behalf so he can bring forth a harvest, never to die no more. That's why you never gonna be broke no more.
Yes, sir.
There's coming a resurrection,
yes,
in your finances,
yes,
as you learn to sow the seed.
Yes, sir.
Help me. Help me. I feel like preaching now. Oh, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. You seeing this?
Yes.
Look what Genesis 8:22, while the earth remaining.
Mm-hmm.
Is the earth still here?
Yes, sir.
Seed time and harvest. Cold and heat. Summer and winter. And day and night should not cease.
Hallelujah.
It's one of God's master plan. Sit down, I'm going to give you two, three more things, I'm going to close. Now, I just said it, but I'm going to say it so you can see it. I'm going to give you a scripture with it. It was a seed that defeated Satan's master plan. Genesis 3:15. It was a seed. It defeated his master plan. He has a master plan over your finances.
Yes, sir.
You got it, daughter. See, his master plan is for you to live like mom and him and Aunt So-So and all of them. No, his master plan is to call you colored.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Call you a Negro.
Yes, sir.
Call you, you don't have a fair chance. The hell with that. I got a chance. I'm a heaven citizen. I'm sowing my seed and no man gonna hold me down. Nobody can hold you down with a seed, baby. You got God's master plan, and the Ku Klux Klan don't have nothing to do with God's master plan.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Yes, sir.
Nobody can hold you down.
Yes, sir.
You stop being colored. Stop being black. Stop being a slave.
Yes, sir.
Know you're sons and daughters of God.
Yes.
And you love everybody of all culture and all colors and all walk. Wisdom is saying this to us this morning. The seed shall always be prosper following my instruction. Look at Zechariah 8:12. Quickly. And now I got down, I don't have my iPad, but I like to read that thing in Amos, boy, in the Messenger Bible. It won't be long now.
Yeah.
Tell somebody, it won't be long now. I tell them I'm sitting up in here this morning. I'm hearing all this wisdom. It won't be long now. I'm going to have all I want, be able to do all I want to do. I'm going to be helping a lot of other people because I'm not going to be down there. I'm about to rise up. Rise up. The seed is wrapped in so much favor. The seed is wrapped in financial favor. Look at 8:12 there. Look at Zechariah 8:12. For the seed shall be prosperous.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. I love that voice. And then he goes on to tell you some prosperous things. The vine in your life from this day forward, the vine shall give her fruit.
Yes, sir.
From this day forward.
Yes, sir.
And the ground shall give her increase. And the heaven shall give their due. And I will call the remnant of this people, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord.
Yes.
To what? To what?
Yes.
How much?
All
these
things.
All these things.
Yes.
From a what?
Seed.
From a seed. Look at the first part. For the seed shall be prosperous.
Yes, sir.
Now, Amos 9:13-15, if I read that now, I'm going to blow up. My iPad is in the back on my desk. Get it for me. I'll read it in a few moments. I got to find a jumping off place, but I got a few more things I want to say to you. Sit down. I'll read that at the end. Yes, indeed. It won't be long now.
Hallelujah.
How worldly sowing could be and look like if not properly instructed. Proving that sowing worked, for it is a secret of the kingdom. To be a willful sower, you have to have understanding. Are you getting it, class?
Yes, sir.
Now listen to this one. Because Jesus was teaching about sowing the word in Matthew 13, you know. But the Holy Ghost told me sowing the word is the key format for all sowing.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
See, because someone said he wasn't talking about no money seed. Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Because the word carries everything that's in the Bible.
Yes, sir.
Come on, sir. So sowing is part of the word.
Yeah.
Good God Almighty. Hallelujah.
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 Come hallelujah.
On. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Praise his holy name.
Praise his holy name.
Come on. I'm being ministered to.
I'm
receiving.
I'm receiving.
I can't hear you, Pam.
I receive.
All right. Hallelujah. I got your name now, girl. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Now, in Matthew 13, I don't know too much about technology and all this stuff, but I asked a question, but I'm going to say it anyway. In Matthew 13, y'all so technical and got so much of his... Jesus give us a website on sowing. That's your personal website. What you heard this morning was a website of revelation that been deposited in your soul.
Yes, sir.
That you know when you're sowing, you're doing the right thing.
Yes, sir.
So you got your sowing website. Also, class, we see warfare in sowing. You're tying every lack, every limitation down when you sow a seed.
Yes, sir. You
must know how to tear down walls that will stop you from sowing. Sowing will secure your financial birthright. Wealth, abundance, increase, prosperity, overflow. That's your birthright. Sowing. See, sowing will secure it. Sowing will seal it.
Yes, sir.
And without constantly sowing, you will miss out on the supply of God. Amos chapter 9, verse 13, I'm closing, in the Messenger Bible. Verse 13, you can turn there. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. It won't be long now. Look who said it. God decreed. Things are going to happen so fast. Your head will swim. One thing fast on the heels of the other. Look what this word says here. You won't be able to keep up. Good God Almighty. Everything will happen. Everything will be happening at once.
Yes, sir.
Y'all dance a little bit.
Yes, sir.
And everywhere you look, blessing.
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 Like wine pouring off the mountain and hill. I'd make everything right again.
Yes, sir.
Whoa! You see what he said?
I'll make everything right again.
Make everything right.
For my people.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Because you know you're a bona fide Jew, you know.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, those of us born in Christ, we're the Jew. We're the Jews, you know.
Yes, sir.
But I tell you, you're a Negro and you're a Jew. They will rebuild their ruined cities.
Yes, sir.
Every financial ruin you got right now.
Yes, sir.
Everything that looked like it's not working out for you.
Jesus.
The seed is about to change it. They'll plant vineyard.
Yes, sir.
And drink good wine. Not any kind of wine, good wine.
Good
wine. The wine of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
They'll work their garden. And eat fresh vegetables. And I'll plant them, plant them on their own land.
Yes, sir.
And they'll never be broke again. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, son. They'll never be broke again. Say, I'll never be broke again. Say,
my seed
is planted in fertile ground.
And I'm on my way.
It's happening so fast.
I can't keep up with it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to bring some other people with me.
Yeah.
When they see how I live, they're going to ask me what I've done to get where I am. I'm going to tell them that a man called Jesus taught me a lesson in Matthew 13. He taught me a kingdom mystery. He told me if I sow my seed in the right place. Ooh, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Jesus. Come on, son. Oh, Lord. Good God Almighty. Oh. I feel the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Good God Almighty. Yeah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yeah. It ain't over till I win. Yeah. It's not over until I'm out of debt. It's not over until I'm living where I want to live. It's not over until I'm wearing what I want to wear. It's not over until I'm going where I want to go. Yeah. Good God Almighty. All right, son, I'll let you go away. I preach myself happy, man. You know how much information you got up in you? Whoa, God is a good God. He moved mountains. Mm-hmm. And he put water in dry places.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. I'll never be broke. Another day in my life.
The money
just keep on coming.
And